Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. The comedian Buddy Hackett used to tell the story about a man who didn't know anything about farming, but who bought a farm anyway. A friend asked him what he was going to plant. Razor blades and cabbages, the would-be farmer told him. What could you possibly get out of that, his friend asked. The landowner replied, coleslaw. You can't blame that man for experimenting with cutting-edge agricultural methods. After all, coleslaw is the perfect accompaniment to grilled meats, chicken, and fish that so often are the mainstays of summer meals. The term coleslaw comes from the Dutch koolslaw, a combination of the words cool, meaning cabbage, and slaw, meaning salad. The fundamental ingredient in coleslaw is, of course, cabbage. It's been around so long that legends and myths have sprouted up with it. The ancient Greeks, for example, believed that Zeus was responsible for the origin of the vegetable. He worked himself into a sweat, struggling to reconcile two conflicting prophecies, and from that sweat sprang cabbage. Another legend gives the credit to King Lycurgus, who, driven mad, mistook his son for a vine stalk and cut him to pieces. Cabbages grew from the sand where his tears fell. Regardless of which myth they subscribed to, the ancients regarded cabbage as health food. Some have even linked cabbage to fertility. In France, where, perhaps not coincidentally, folklore maintains that babies are found in cabbage patches, it is customary to bring just married couples cabbage soup the morning after their wedding night. With all that's going for it, you'd think cabbage would be revered, but it never has been, except perhaps in Russia, where it is the national food, and possibly in England, where, as Walter Page once quipped, they have only three vegetables, and two of them are cabbage. Today there are 400 varieties, enough to get you thinking, with apologies to Lewis Carroll, that in the vegetable kingdom, cabbages are kings. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.